Sorry, you getting tough. Anyway, I think that like Peckinpah, he's a very morally complex human being, in that he's clearly like okay with his own like eccentric. I don't know the guy personally, but I've heard things, and I would imagine that, you know, with the same deal with Peckinpah, like, a lot of the reasons he breaches these topics and the way he, like, handles the material is because he himself is not a squeaky clean guy, and he, like, when he's confronting other people's moral dilemma, he's confronting his own, and that's why I like his work, and I think that Ken Jeones, in his piece, kind of undermines that and kind of portrays him as a very simple moral character and a very talented filmmaker. I mean, granted, this piece is it pays a lot of lip service to Tarantino's talent, but it kind of writes him off. And you can't help but feel that part of the reason he's being written off by a lot of people nowadays, including our own Jeff Howard. Jeff wrote a little letterbox comment about Sergeant Rutledge. What would Tarantino say about this, or where was he with this? And you just got a lot of that dogpiling when you made the comment, because we all love Ford, and we hate to see somebody denigrate Ford. But at the same time, I guess maybe a contrarian point of view was, well, why can't somebody call Ford a racist? We'll bring up Jeff again. In his own review of Judge Priest, he pretty much called Ford a racist. And, I mean, he clearly stated that the portrayal of, I can't remember the guy's name, was a racist portrayal. So what's the difference between that and Tarantino, like, saying, yeah, you know, it's offensive? I just don't get why, out of all the topics and issues, everyone has, I mean, outside of the fact that, like, we love Ford, we realize that he's a master, we don't take him lightly as a filmmaker, Tarantino clearly does, and in that way, I think he's kind of like, he's mistaken, but to call him out as a racist and to call films of that time out as racist I think it's something that we need to establish. Now, where he goes with it is a problem. To say, I don't like his films because he wrote in Birth of a Nation, that's pretty silly to me, but that's his choice, and that's fine. And Ken Jeones tries to go back and point out flaws within Tarantino's own perspective, you know, and I think that's the problem with taking the moralistic road of film criticism, is that when you have someone like Tarantino or Haneke, you have immediate